Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Scoot. All right, let's get to some of your calls. So I mentioned one of the things that I noticed that Boston College did last night at the game against Florida State was they did a really good job tackling around the legs. And sometimes it was just a one-on-one tackle. I mean, if you tackle around the legs, you can bring somebody down. And so then we get a bunch of texts from people saying you can't tackle around the legs. I'd never heard of that. But honestly, I don't keep up with every single rule change in college football or the NFL, because that's not my job, so I don't pay attention to every single rule change. But let's see if we can get an answer to this. Bobby is in Nashville. Bobby, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for calling in. Glad you're listening in Nashville. So do you have an answer for us?
Well, I do. I got both answers. First of all, I'm very impressed how astute you are in your football knowledge.
Well, you know, I know it's surprising when it seems like I know anything.
Well, no, that's when you look at your picture on the website, you're the last guy I thought that ever played football.
Yeah, listen, I was a running back.
I mean, I can see you holding a pom-pom, but yeah. The football, I don't see it. All right, so anyway, come on.
You know, hey, listen, I wanted to be a cheerleader because I really like the outfits. No, I'm joking.
Plus, you're with all the girls, man.
Where all the girls are at.
Look, if I can get in the girls' dressing room by wearing an outfit, I'm going to... No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that.
Somebody explain the tackling thing.
All right, here it is. Here's the official college and NFL rules on the knee tackling. All right, in college, a rushing defender is prohibited from forcibly hitting in the knee area or below a passer who has one or both feet on the ground.
Okay, wait, now let's do this slowly. Okay, let's do this slowly. So a rushing defender.
It only applies to the quarterback in college, not the running backs.
So why are we getting these
texts? That's critical.
Why are we getting these texts from
people? Well, they don't know. They're not an official like me, okay? All right, so number one, in college, it only applies to the quarterback. And you've seen that when you hit a quarterback.
Right.
You know, they call that all the time. Yeah. All right, now, in pro, it's different. They have that rule, plus, because of all the injuries, they instituted what's called the hip drop tackle rule, which means... If a defender wraps up a ball carry and rotates their hips and drops onto the ball carrier's legs, that's a penalty because it caused 25% more injuries in running backs.
Okay, so let's talk about that once again. Just give you the description of that. If the player, and I know it, I can envision what you're talking about, and I understand that. Okay, so just tell me that one more time, and then I'm going to make a point.
Go for it's called the hip drop tackle rule.
Hip?
When a defender wraps up a running back and then they rotate their hips, you know, twirl around, and then they drop onto the ball carrier's legs. In other words, they slide down and land on the ball carrier's legs. That's a penalty.
Okay.
And that's to protect the player because you're talking million-dollar franchises like the guy that won't play, Alvin Kamara.
Right. So, so what I said is correct. I mean, if there's like an open field tackle.
Yeah, you're right on.
If somebody is taking a swing pass out of the backfield and he's in like the open field because everybody else is covering the receivers down the field.
Right.
And that guy just goes for the legs. He can tackle that guy.
Yes, that's legal. That's okay. Legal. In college, they're only protecting the quarterback from the hips. Like it starts off in football, in NFL football, a tackle can only contact a player below the shoulders and above the knees. That's the pro football rule. In college, they only protect the quarterback where you cannot hit the quarterback below the knees.
Yeah, you were right on.
I watched that game last night, too. And you nailed it. That's why I was very impressed with your knowledge, analysis of that LSU game. Number one, they didn't tackle. And I'll tell you something, Scoot, that's going to come out here in the wood, is I want answers from Kelly and the offensive coordinator why they penalized, punished Lacy. You know, he had that incident where he celebrated and it cost him some yards.
Right.
Okay. So then the second half, you know how many times they threw to Lacy? Twice. He had no receptions and no yards because they and then after the game they announced that they're going to penalize him. You know, they're going to punish him. And I mean, you're trying to win a football game. You know, tell the kid when you're on the sideline, don't do that again, you stupid idiot. But don't penalize him during a big game, and that's what they did.
Wow.
And that is unacceptable.
Yeah, Lacy's a hell of a receiver. Really. And what did you think of...
What they did is they punished him.
Yeah.
They punished him in the second half by saying, we're not throwing you anymore. Here he is dominating the first half, and then the second half, they threw to him twice, both incomplete, no yards, no receptions.
Yeah.
And it's like, give me a break, man.
What did you think of Nussmeier?
I thought he was good. I mean, God, he played his heart out.
Yeah, he did. I thought he was
played
good,
played his heart
out. That guy can throw some that guy can throw some pistols.
Well, you know what? Who I was very disappointed in was watching that quarterback from Florida State last night.
Oh,
that guy's pathetic.
Yeah.
Man, you know what? I saw the rankings today. They had Florida State at number 10.
I know.
They've lost two games, and after watching that game last night, Vanderbilt could beat them.
Vanderbilt looked great over the weekend.
Yeah.
All right.
But
so,
God, I can't believe when I saw that Florida State was number 10, I was like, you've got to be kidding.
Where's Florida State today?
Number 10.
Are you kidding?
No, that's what I said.
There's something wrong with that.
That's the number 10 team. I said, that screw the rankings. I mean, that number 10, what I saw the first game and the second game, that's a bad football team, defensively and offensively.
Yeah. You know, maybe they...
That's NIL. No, that's NIL money is what that is. Mm-hmm. That's NIL money. So you can't trust college football anymore, man, well, Scoot. You really can't.
You think the money's ruined it?
Yeah, of course it has. That's why Saban got the hell out.
Wow.
He saw the handwriting on the wall between the portal and NIL. He said, this isn't football anymore.
It's definitely going to be
professional football.
You know, the portal is really, it's amazing. It's like a player can play for, it's almost like they can play for one team one week, I'm exaggerating, 1 week, and then they're playing for another team the next week. You know, it's
right.
It's gotten crazy.
No, it's ruined the sport. You know, like any team like a Vanderbilt up here in Nashville, if you're a good player and all of a sudden you're like the good player on Vanderbilt, you know you're not going to win a national championship or play pro. So what you do is you go on the portal. You get out of here. So they'll never build up a crop of a good team. You know, those days are over. You're going to have your top 10 teams, you know, Bama, Ohio State, Michigan, Georgia, and it's going to be like that for the rest of our lives.
I cannot believe that after that game last night, Florida State is still right number 10. All right, Bobby.
Can you believe that after seeing that team? They were pathetic.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that, but I guess it's true. All right, I got to get to a break here, Bobby. Thank you for the call. Glad you're listening in Nashville.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight.
Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.